Hello, hello, beautiful people. We're back again with another episode of Complete Circle. Always excited to share with y'all, always excited to give y'all a word, and always excited to give y'all a blessing. Amen. So without further ado, let's get into it, okay? Hey y'all, welcome to episode 6 of the Complete Circle podcast. Today's discussion is going to be about pain and suffering. Wow, those are two very, very heavy words. And the question is always, well, what's the point of pain and suffering? Why do we have to suffer? You know, why do we have to go through these things? What is the point? And, you know, especially if it brings all this hurt and just negative feelings overall, it's like, why? You know, what, like, why really is the biggest question when it comes to those two words. And over the years, I've learned that yes, pain and suffering sucks and it doesn't feel good at all. But after I realized the necessity for it, the reason why I had to experience it, and that it taught me so much and allowed me to grow in so many ways. And it's almost to say that it was worth it. It was worth going through it. It was worth having to experience that because of the end result of it. And what I've learned is that the weakest parts of me are the most necessary parts of becoming who I am called to be. And I know that so many times, the first thing that we want to do when we encounter any sort of pain or discomfort is to find a way to push it away, get rid of it, or make it stop. And most of the time, when we try so hard to do that, we actually make it worse on ourselves, or we even find that our efforts were unsuccessful. But crazy idea, what if we were to allow the pain to be what it is until the healing begins to take place? Because in all honesty, we know that nothing lasts forever, whether it be good or bad, but especially the bad times and the hurt and the pain and the suffering, it doesn't last forever. And soon the pain will subside, the discomfort will become comfortable, and everything actually ends up being okay. But because we're so impatient and we want to fix everything on our own without having the right remedies, it only prolongs the process. And we only actually make it worse on ourselves and cause more hurt and more pain in the process. And it's the same thing that when it comes to the deepest, darkest, most hurt places of your soul. And the pain that we experience is simply to expose who we are in the parts of our life that we are not really trusting God in. I know for me, a lot of the hurt and the pain and the suffering that I have had to go through has like woken me up and showed me the areas in my life that I knew that I wasn't really submitting to God fully, wholeheartedly, and genuinely. You know, I was doing so many things in my own accord and by my own will, trying to fix things and make things in a way that they had no business being. You know, I was putting myself in situations and circumstances with people and things that I had no business doing so. And after the results of having to go through those hurts and those pains and those sufferings, I reflected and I was like, the only reason why I really went through all that pain and suffering was because I wasn't fully submitted to God in that area of my life. And I was trying to do it in all the wrong ways and going about it all wrong and setting myself up for failure, essentially. And that was important for me to learn. And it was important for me to realize that this is what God is using to expose who I am so that I can be who He's calling me to be. And, you know, there are various reasons why I feel that pain and suffering is, dare I say it, necessary, you know? And a lot of people don't see it that way. And it's a hard pill to swallow. But once you actually start to shift your perspective on pain and suffering and the hurt that you experience, it actually makes the process easier to endure or to get through and to overcome. Because no matter what we do, life, that's life. Life is pain. Life is hurt. Life is suffering. It's not always good. It's not always bad, but there's a balance. And without one, there can't be the other. And so we have to learn to start accepting it and feeling it and allowing it and not pushing it away and not avoiding it and trying to, you know, prevent it, because it's going to happen whether we like it or not. And some of the things that I've learned, you know, in trying to make sense of my pain and my suffering and in trying to understand the purpose of it is a couple of things. And so one of the things that I've learned is that pain and suffering is necessary, because if not without it, there would be nothing for God to continue doing in us. And a reference verse for this is 1 Peter 5, verse 10. In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will support you, restore you, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. It's through our pain and our suffering that God can continue to work in us and continue to reveal himself in us and continue to strengthen us and restore us and make us better and build us up and mold our characters and lead us to what he has for us. But if everything was always good all the time, what else would God need to do in you? What else would he need to do for you? And it's a reminder that we need him, because it's in our pain and our suffering that we draw the closest to him, and that we learn to call on him, and that we learn to lean on him and stop leaning on our own understanding and stop trusting in our own instincts and stop trying to be in control of everything, because that doesn't always end well. And it puts us in a worse off situation than if we were to just say, hey, I let go and I let you, because you know best and you're in control. And so learning to do that, and it's not easy. None of this is to say that it's easy. It's very hard. It's very difficult, but it's so worth it. And another thing I've learned is that he allows it because he loves us. Again, to build that character. And I know that sounds crazy. It's like, wait, well, if he loves me, why would he let me suffer? Why would he let me hurt? Why would he let me go through this pain? But it's necessary. And a reference verse for this is James 1, verse 2 to 4, that says, dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow, for when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. And so in that, it's understanding that God loves you so much, he loves us so much, that he allows for that pain and suffering, because he knows that after the fact, there's going to be so much greater that comes out of you and that comes from it. And it's so crazy, because when you're going through the pain and the hurt in the moment, you don't stop to think about these things. I know that for me personally, in my moments of hurt and pain and struggle, I don't sit there and say, you know what? Yeah, like, God loves me so much that's why I'm suffering. And that's why this pain is what it is right now. And, you know, I can do this. Like, okay, I don't mind this. Like, I accept this. And that's far from my mind in the moment. I think so many other thoughts, and I think some of y'all already may know what thoughts come along when you're in those moments. I don't even have to, you know, state them. But it's like, God knows that I need to allow Samantha to go through this right now, because there's a purpose far greater that needs to come from this. And if not this happening, she won't reach that potential. She won't see how much I love her. She won't see what can come from this. So I need to allow this to take place. And I love her and I don't like to see her suffering. I don't want to see her in this state. But it is something that in her journey of life is going to help her so much. And she may not see it now, but she will see it sooner than later. And it's also for his glory to be revealed. So I'm going to be referencing every point that I make is going to be in turn referenced with a verse. So just to let y'all know. So this one references 1 Peter 4 verse 13. Instead, be very glad, for these trials make you partners with Christ in his suffering, so that you will have the wonderful joy of seeing his glory when it is revealed to all the world. Jesus. Suffered too. He suffered the greatest suffering in the world that you could ever have to go through. And so he's no stranger to that. He is not far removed from your pain and your hurt and clueless as to what that means. But in his suffering, God's glory was revealed. And so in our suffering, because we are partnered with Jesus Christ, because we are in his image, because we are his children, in that same manner, when it is that we go through our hurts and our pains, essentially it is for his glory to be revealed. Because like I said, nothing bad lasts forever. So at the point when you have gone through it and you have overcome and you come out on the other side stronger and better and bigger and more wise and have gained everything you were to gain from it, that's when people see, like, yo, she just went through hell, or he was really going through it. Like, he was really out here struggling. Like, you know, I ain't never seen nobody like that before. But to see him now, or to see her now standing up here and doing the thing, and she's still, you know, strong, and she's still out here doing what she gotta do, it's like, wow, how did she do that? How did he do that? How did they get through that? And then people start to see, you know, his glory, his light, his strength shine through you. And when people ask, you can't say anything but, like, this was the glory of God. Like, this was God working through me and in me that allowed me to get through it. And so he uses that as a way for people to see him in you and to see him work in your situation, so that they can believe that, you know, if that person got through it, there is a God and he can do what he says he will do. And that's really important. And another point is, it reveals where we still need to grow and where we have grown, which is very important, very, very important, because it's not just where we still need to work on, but where we have grown. So that verse references Psalms 139, verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you, and lead me along the path of everlasting life. So in that same regard, for me personally, there have been experiences where I have experienced hurt and pain. And in it, I've come out like, yes, okay, I realize that this is what I still need to work on, and this is where I'm slacking, or this is where I, you know, I'm not as strong as I thought I was. But then in that same token, it's like I reflect and I say, wow, you know, in the past, old me would have handled it this way, or in the past, old me would have went about it in this manner, and old me wouldn't have been able to overcome. Old me wouldn't have been able to get up and get stronger and get through this. You know, I would have folded. I would have been beaten down. I would have not been able to recover from this. And so it shows you how strong you actually are. Imagine if everything was always good and dandy and roses and rainbows and, you know, like lollipops, and life was just always good. You would never get to see the progress that you've made as an individual. Like, you would never actually get to see where you've grown, where you've come from, and where you are now. I know that there, for me, that's what allows me to see my growth. It's in the moments of hurt and the moments of failure and struggle and whatever else it is that I see, like, I'm not the same Samantha I used to be. The same Sam in 2020, that's, and the Samantha here in 2021, we are two different people. But I would never be able to realize that if it were not for those moments where I had to be tested and I had to be put through those tough times for me to realize, like, wow, I know how to better make decisions now. Wow, I know what happened the last time I did this, so I know that I don't want to do that again. Or, wow, I'm wiser now. Or, oh, wow, I actually have more in me than I thought. I am more capable than I thought that I was. And it's through that hurt and those moments of struggle that you realize that the most. But if everything was always great, how would you track your progress? How would you know? How would you be able to see those things and grow more assured in yourself and who you're becoming? So it's more harmful to negate the hurt, the pain, and the suffering, and to not allow yourself to go through it and sit in it and feel it, whatever that means, whatever that comes with. You're doing yourself a disservice ultimately, because whatever is supposed to come from this pain and suffering on the other side of it, you're not allowing that to take place because you're avoiding it, because you're trying to push it away and distract yourself from it and do anything but deal with it. And I have said this in my last episode, and I will say it till the end of me: what you do not deal with will surely deal with you. But if you deal with it, you more so control the narrative and what the end result of that will be. Another very important point is our pain is not always for us, but to be a blessing to someone else. And the verse that comes with that is 2 Corinthians 1, verse 3 to 4. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. I know this one may be hard to wrap our minds around. Sometimes it's like, okay, well, why do I have to go through this just so someone else could be blessed? You bless someone else when you've been blessed yourself. So whether those dots connect or not for you, it's realizing that you're only able to come out of this and be a blessing to somebody else because of the fact that in this and through this, you were blessed. You were blessed in strength. You were blessed in the ability to now share your testimony with others and give them the ability to feel comfortable to do the same, or to show someone else that if you can do it, they can too. And if God brought you through it, he surely can bring them through it too. And it's a blessing to bless somebody else. And so it may not make sense in the moment. And again, it may feel like, okay, this is the worst thing ever. Why is my life like this? Why am I going through this? This doesn't make sense. But when you start sharing your story and you have a testimony, you cannot have a testimony if you don't go through any tests or trials. Like, let's get that straight first and foremost. And I don't know about nobody else, but I want to have a life full of testimonies. I want to be able to shout from the rooftops what God has been able to do for me and what he's been able to bring me through. I'm going to say that for me. And so I know that in order to have the ability to do that, in order to have a story to share, a testimony to tell, I have to have experienced some struggle, some hurt, some pain, some suffering in the process. But I know that testimony will speak volumes about who my God is and what he can do for anyone else who is going through the same thing or worse. And so it's very important to have that. Like, my life is not just for me. My life that I'm living is also for others. I'm not just living for me. I'm living so my life can be a testimony, so that my life can speak to someone else, so my experiences can bless somebody else. And that's the point. It's not, pain and suffering is not selfish, or rather it shouldn't be. And know that you're not the only person suffering or in pain too. Everyone goes through it. And the more you're able to share that with other people and find that comfort and tell that story and bless somebody else, the stronger it makes you and the more able you are to get through the next trial and tribulation. And the better you are able to see the purpose in it and the reason behind it. And know that the blessing that will come from it is far more worth it than the pain that you have to experience in the moment. And that brings me to my last point that says it brings out purpose and prepares us for purpose. In other words, it's propelling us towards our destiny. And the reference verse for that is 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 to 18, that says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly, vastly, okay, outweighs them and will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now, but rather we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone, but the things that we cannot see will last forever." That word vastly, I'm not using vastly unless it's really like, you know, really something. So vastly outweighs speaks volumes to me. The pain that we experience now is only in preparation for the life and the purpose that God has promised you, okay? God will not allow anything to happen in vain. God does not allow anything to happen just because. Everything that happens is for a reason. Everything that happens is bringing you one step closer to who you are to be, to the purpose that God is calling you to, for the plans that He has for you, for what He wants to do in your life, how He wants to use you to bless others, every single thing. Whether it hurts, whether it sucks, whether it's the worst thing that it feels like, whether it feels like the worst thing, rather, there's something so much more beautiful to come from it and out of it. And that's about where it comes with the perspective shift. Because we can choose to look at things that happen in a negative way, or we can choose to see it as, okay, what is this meant to teach me? What am I meant to learn from this? What am I supposed to take from this? What is it supposed to be doing for me or in me? And that's the part where it's hard. It's hard in those moments. I'm not going to sit here and act like it's hard, okay? To sit there and in the moment think like, okay, well, what is this supposed to do? You know, what am I learning from this right now? No, it's not the first thought. But with practice and intentionality and being able to do that, even if not right away, it helps us to start realizing that there is a far greater purpose for the not so great days and the not so great moments in life. And this is basically what I was just saying, but this is one of my absolute favorite verses. It gets me through life because I don't really be knowing how to make sense of things sometimes. Lord Jesus knows. But Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose." Like I said, understand that even through the toughest times, it's not in vain. It's not for nothing. And it may take time sometimes to see that the end result was worth it, but it's coming. And every time you go through a test or a trial, you're going to come out way better. Every time. Just a little bit better. Just a little bit stronger. Just a little bit wiser. Just a little bit more confident. And before you know it, each time you're a better person. And it comes together beautifully. And that's the point. So I really pray and hope that this has blessed those whose ears that it is touching. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being you. And I love and appreciate y'all. Stay blessed and stay beautiful.